Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
And welcome to Outdoor Guys Radio, radio for the sportsman's lifestyle. I'm your host, Ken Taylor, and I get the absolute privilege of bringing the great outdoors to your radio dial every week due to an awesome group of sponsors. G3 Boats, powered by Yamaha Motors, Bushnell Factory Outlet, Lake of the Ozarks, Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, Conservation Federation of Missouri, and this week we're adding a brand new sponsor to the Outdoor Guys Radio family, OnX Hunt. They have an awesome app that you can download to your phone or to your GPS device, and it has layers and layers of maps that really can kind of pinpoint exactly where you want to be anywhere in the outdoors. So if you're hunting public land, if you're hunting private land, if you're like me right now, next week I'm heading out to hang some tree stands, you want to make sure that you know exactly where you are at any given time. This thing is awesome. You can pre-download things and have them ready to go, so when you get out there, you don't have to use your Wi-Fi. It's just cool stuff. Anyway, check them out. You can go to our website, outdoorguysradio.com, click on the OnX logo, and you can actually try it for free. So there's a free trial period. Give that a try. I know you're going to love it. Anyway, really want to welcome them to the Outdoor Guys family and hope you take a look at that and check that out. Folks, I am so privileged to get to do what I do, and this week was a good example of that. One of the things I got to do this week was go fish with somebody I've always looked up to, Brent Frazee, outdoors writer. He's been an outdoors writer for over 40 years. He was the outdoors editor for the Kansas City Star for over 35 years. Just an awesome guy, awesome writer, and knows so much about the great outdoors. I got a chance to spend a day in his boat. We went chasing some topwater bass and some late summer crappie, and it was so much fun. We'll share that interview coming up with you in the first half of the show. Second half of the show, August is actually National Shooting Sports Month, and Bill Brassard from the National Shooting Sports Foundation is going to be joining me coming up in the second half. We're going to talk about how to get somebody brand new into the shooting sports or get them out trying things for the first time. They've got some awesome resources for that for the month of August, and you definitely want to check that out. That'll all be coming up in the second half of the show. Hey, I want to remind you there are several different ways to connect with us here on Outdoor Guys Radio. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can always shoot me an email, ken@outdoorguysradio.com. I love hearing from listeners. And don't forget, you can always catch those podcasts if you miss them. They're on iTunes, they're on Google Play, they're on Stitcher, they're on Spotify, so make sure you catch those as well. Hey, and I also want to remind you, since 1935, Conservation Federation of Missouri has been working to ensure the conservation of Missouri's wildlife and natural resources. They also work to preserve the state's rich outdoor heritage through things like advocacy, education, and partnerships. So if you're a hunter, if you're a fisherman, trapper, camper, paddler, or just general outdoor enthusiast, CFM's working hard on your behalf to protect the resources and rights that afford you the opportunity to pursue those passions. Isn't it time you join Missouri's largest and most active conservation organization? You can join today, confedmo.org. Hey folks, we are up against a break, but we will be right back with more Outdoor Guys Radio.
Come on, let's ride.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know, we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats as the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with some of our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. Be sure and check out our new lineup of G3 Boats at your local dealer or visit us at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly. If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Ah, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Outdoor Guys Radio, radio for the sportsman's lifestyle. You know, folks, every now and then we take a segment just to get you up to speed on all the cool stuff happening in the great outdoors. And this week I read something that was kind of interesting to me, and I would love to get some listener feedback on. By the way, anytime you want to give us feedback on the show, it's ken@outdoorguysradio.com, or you can message us on Facebook or on Twitter. But anyway, something that was interesting to me actually came from the National Deer Alliance, and I subscribe to their weekly email. It's a newsletter that they send out once a week, and you can do the same as well. It's actually really, really informative, and I encourage you to do so. But they have a weekly survey where they'll ask a particular question or ask about a particular topic for all their listeners and or all their readers. And so one of the things you know is it's all deer hunters, so you can kind of key in on that, and you know that demographic that you're dealing with. Anyway, they had an interesting one this week, because usually I read them, and I'm thinking, oh, that's what I thought too, or you know, that's exactly the way I thought things would come out. This week's was way different. In fact, the results of the poll were way different than what I expected to see, and I'm just curious your thoughts on this. So they asked about poaching. The first question made perfect sense to me. It had to do with, you know, basically whether or not it's a serious crime and how it should be punished, right? And like 87% see it as a very serious thing and something that could even result in jail time if it's a repeat offender, that sort of thing. That made sense to me. It was the next part that was interesting. Over 50% of readers for the National Deer Alliance who responded to their survey, they said that they had known of or had seen or somehow or another knew of poaching that was going on. But here's where the weird part came in, and this was a part I wasn't quite sure about. Only 15% actually said they'd be willing to do anything about it. You know, things like call a game warden, right, or contact authorities over that. I found that really interesting, that it's something that people see as a big problem, people know about, but yet they won't do anything about. I don't know. It just seemed kind of interesting, and it made me think of other things that we see like that in the outdoors. You know, another example of that, and I know it's kind of a loose connection here, but it really made sense for me as I was thinking about it, is a lot of the garbage that we're seeing at different impoundments around the country. And I know it's not just me seeing, you know, I've been noticing trash at a couple of the places that I fish regularly. I know it's not just me, though, because I've been reading about it, and then I've also been seeing it on a lot of Facebook feeds. There are a couple of groups in my area, for example, that I follow on Facebook, and I know they've been talking about this regularly. And so I know others are noticing it, and it's something where people just maybe aren't taking care of the great outdoors. And I find that interesting, that those two things are happening. That one, that the poaching thing that we had talked about, that people see it, they know about it, but they don't do anything about it. And then two, I think the same thing happens when it comes to the garbage and the public lands. I just find that fascinating, and I hope that's something that we get taken care of and get rectified pretty quickly, because it's something that really, really just bothers me. Well, I guess we should change gears and get back to something a little bit more positive. And there was something in the news this week that really made me smile. And Michigan has something going on this weekend, actually, and it's called Take an Adult Fishing Day, which at first I was like, what are you talking about, Take an Adult Fishing? And then I thought, well, maybe it's about getting, you know, new people involved in the outdoors, which you see all the time. But when I clicked on it and read a little bit more about it, it's actually completely different. What it is a chance for kids to ask an adult to take them fishing, right? So kind of a role reversal type thing, where instead of the kid waiting for the adult to invite them out fishing, it's their job to get them involved and to ask that adult to go out and do it instead. And so it kind of reminded me of one of my stories from my childhood. And so, sorry, indulge me here just a little bit. I think it's kind of a fun story. So my grandpa was the fisherman of the family, and we also had something in common. We had the same birthday. So grandpa and I were pretty close in some areas, right? And so it was one of those things. He came to one of my baseball games as a kid. And I'll tell you, I was a terrible baseball player, all right? It wasn't my sport. Football was my thing. Baseball, not so much. So I'm a little kid, and I don't remember the exact age. I really wish I did. But anyway, grandpa's at one of my baseball games, and he makes a flippant comment to me, something along the lines of, you hit a home run today, I'll take you fishing. And that's all it took for me. And sure enough, I'm pretty sure it was the only home run I hit. And by the way, it was an in-the-park home run type thing where, you know, just somebody missed something and I just kept running. But it was one of those things where I did it. I got that home run in. And sure enough, Grandpa did take me fishing, and that was the time I caught a 14-pound catfish out of his little John boat. And, you know, it's one of those memories in my life that I'll never forget. I'd kind of fallen asleep in the boat when the reel started spinning, and it was one of those where I had kind of a cheapy little kid rod, and by the time it was all said and done, he and my dad ended up having to pull that thing in using, you know, by the line and get it the rest of the way in for me, because it was a little cheap plastic gears inside the reel had actually stripped. So anyway, I don't know, reading that about Michigan this week kind of made me smile and kind of made me think about a story from my childhood. And so anyway, hey, speaking of stories, right, I told you that coming up in the next segment, we're going to get a chance to talk with my buddy Brent Frazee. And I actually recorded that earlier in the week, so I'm going to play that for you coming up in the next segment, but I wanted to set it up just a little bit. Brent Frazee is absolutely one of the best storytellers that I know. He's a longtime outdoors writer. I grew up reading his stuff because he was a longtime editor for the Kansas City Star. So I just grew up reading his things. I grew up reading the great stories that he would tell. And I got a chance to fish with him this week, which was just so cool for me to spend a day in his boat. He is an awesome guy, and I didn't want to brag on him too much while I was there with him, because he doesn't take that, you know, as well. He's a pretty humble guy as well, which I think is also very, very cool. But we had a great day in the boat. He is a great storyteller, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy that coming up in that next segment, so make sure you stick around for that. Hey, and I also want to remind you, as we talked about last week, I know it's almost hunting season, right? In fact, here in my area, the dove season opens exactly a month from this weekend, so I'm excited to have that happening. But one of the things I want to encourage you, we're going to be out doing some tree stand work this week, and I know a lot of people are doing that same thing. Make sure you're taking that tree stand safety stuff very carefully, and if you missed last week's show on that, I really would encourage you to go back and re-listen to that and think your way through it and make sure, you know, it's the ABCs. It's not that hard to remember. Check everything. Make sure that you're always wearing that vest, and make sure anytime you're climbing, as soon as you leave the ground, that vest is on you and that you are fully attached all the time. And keep in mind, a lot of those accidents aren't necessarily something that happened when you're hunting. It's usually when you're going up or down. And a lot of those accidents also happen this time of year as we're looking at making some of those adjustments. We're cutting lanes. We're hanging tree stands. We're just doing all those things. So make sure that you're keeping yourself safe in the great outdoors while you're out working on those tree stands or while you're out doing some scouting here this next month. Hey, last thing I want to get to here, I didn't get a chance to talk about. There's some cool things always that I read about in the outdoors. One thing I really enjoyed reading, and one thing I kind of look forward to, Outdoor Life always does a good job with gear reviews, and I kind of like to read those and daydream. And one of the things that I find interesting is that they always do a good job with finding something that's a great value, right? Something that somebody like me, I can afford. And so I was going through, and this week I was reading about their new crossbow test. So they tested all the new crossbows for 2018 and came up with their 11 favorites. And I think that's just something fun to kind of read about. If nothing else, just for me to daydream. I'm kind of interested in the whole crossbow thing. I've never owned one, and I've just shot a handful of times. And it's one of those where I'd kind of like to try it. I'm kind of fascinated by it. I think it looks like a cool sport to get into, and I have not done that. So maybe need to add that to my arsenal. But the one that really stood out to me in their survey was their great buy, and it was Killer Instinct's Ripper. It's the 415. Here's the cool thing about it. The price of it, its MSRP is only $380, which I know is a lot of money, but compared to a lot of these others, it was just so much less. In fact, it was $180 less than the nearest competitor, and it was still, you know, really good quality. So I liked seeing that. By the way, you can find more about that on their website. It's Outdoor Life, of course, outdoorlife.com. Hey, last thing I want to get to is another one from the news that sort of bugged me. This one came from the New York Post. There's a video out of a guy at Yellowstone Park. And if you haven't seen this, we've got it on our Facebook page and on our Twitter page. Make sure you check it out. This idiot gets out of his vehicle and starts taunting a bison in the middle of a two-lane road. Until the thing actually charges him. Of course, that's what a bison's going to do. That's what bison do. It was one of those, I watched that video a couple of times just to make sure it was real. And I watched it and I thought, oh, what is wrong with you? Anyway, you got to check that video out. And I think you'll probably have the same reaction that I do. Anyway, we are up against a break. But as I said, in the next segment, you're going to get to hear a remote that we did earlier this week with our good friend Brent Frazee on beautiful Wrist Lake. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Outdoor Guys Radio.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
And welcome back to Outdoor Guys Radio, radio for the sportsman's lifestyle. This segment's being brought to you by our friends at the Lake of the Ozarks, and you can visit them funlake.com. Plan that next great adventure. Hey, folks, as I said in the last segment, of course, I'm sitting just overlooking the marina here at beautiful Riss Lake in just north of Kansas City here on the Missouri side. It is just gorgeous out here, and of course I'm sitting with my good friend Mr. Brent Frazee, and we spent the whole day in your boat fishing. We got to talk a little bit of fishing, don't we, Brent?
We definitely do. You know, it was a good day of fishing.
Yeah,
we had to earn every fish we caught.
But you're right, today was one of those days where it felt like work, but when you start adding up the numbers at the end, all of a sudden there were a lot of fish.
We did have a lot of fish, mostly crappies.
Yeah,
we had some really nice crappies. I mean, for midsummer type crappies, you know, obviously the spawn is when you get the real plump ones and stuff. But we had some really nice. In fact, I'm going to brag on Ken. The first crappie that we caught at the first brush pile that we stopped at was a toad.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't measure it or anything, but that had to be a pound and a half.
Yeah,
it had to be. It was a. You judge if go to my Facebook page. It'll be on there later. And I think Kent's going to have it on his.
Yeah, I'll put it on Outdoor Guys Radio's page as well. We'll make sure
guys,
we link up to it.
And take a look at this fish because it was a really nice fish. But we caught a number of nice keeper type crappies. It wasn't the type of thing where you pull into one brush pile and just catch them one after the other. You had to, you know, I have. Like about 10 different brush piles out here that I revolve around to. And I bet you we fished 10 brush piles. And
you know, and it's interesting too, because we started off the morning topwater, which, you know, that's been a popular thing. The whopper plopper, man, we've been talking about that, right? That's a popular thing for the last, 3 years or so. It seems like that's been the big thing. And you always know it's popular when you read about ICAST and you realize that four other companies are now trying to produce something similar. That's when you know it's a big deal.
You noticed that too?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is so funny, because I looked at ICAST and I looked at these revolutionary new baits, and I thought, wow, that's a whopper plopper with a couple of different chips to it or something like that. You know, not that that's bad. I mean, seems like every popular TV show from my era is redone into, like, Hawaii 5-0. It's redone and everything.
Yep.
But still, I noticed the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's just a lot of different baits that look like the whopper plopper.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, so we started out the morning, we got here at O-Dark 30, and, you know, Brent made the mistake of telling me we were going to show up at 5:15, and, you know, he's the exact same way I am, and it was funny, both of us showed up way too early, so we both say one time, I'm sitting there waiting for him, and then there he is, he's early too, so it's just funny how that stuff works.
Oh, yeah, I set two alarms when I'm going fishing.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, I set alarms and I almost never need them, because when it's a good fishing trip and you've got it planned, I'm pretty clock-like. I can wake up with no problem.
I'm the same way. We started off, Ken caught a nice keeper bass on a whopper plopper. We were fishing an area where a month ago I had two other outdoor writers out and we caught nine keepers in the first 45 minutes of fishing on a whopper plopper. Well, they were using a Zara Spook. And, you know, it shows that you get a little bit later into summer, I mean, those fish are a little bit more reluctant to come up top and stuff.
Either that or you just had the right riders in your boat last time and not this time, right?
That's
how that works.
So no,
that could happen too.
That's not true at all.
But you know, it's interesting how that happens too. It's one of those things where there's few things in all of outdoor sports as exciting as a topwater bite of any kind, right? And so one of the cool things, and that was, it was one of those where the best bass that I caught of the day was my very first bass. It was once again, O-Dark 30 outside, right?
Yeah.
And so as soon as that bait hit the water, I didn't twitch, I didn't do anything, it would just smack.
Yeah.
And I love that. That is my favorite thing to have happen.
I love that too.
That's when you know you've got a good day lined up, when you get that to happen early in the morning for you. And like I said, the bass fishing wasn't as great as we'd expected today. We caught quite a few on the Ned rig as well, mm-hmm. but then we switched over and went crappie. But I want to go back to that Ned rig for just a second, because I know you're like me where that's sort of become a way of life.
It's taken on a life of its own. You know, when I first started using that thing, it was pretty much a secret.
Right.
I mean, it really was. And I kind of kept it a little guarded secret at first. I really think now, I think in lakes where it's thrown a lot, I think it's less effective.
Right.
Because I think the bass have seen a lot of Ned rigs. I really do. I don't have anything to prove it that that's true. Although Berkeley has done studies on lures and bass that are seeing lures a lot and stuff, and it's true that they get lure shy, and I think a perfect example too was back years ago with the old electric blue plastic worm.
Yep.
When I first started at the Star, that was the old Gene LaRue. The old Gene LaRue electric blue plastic worm. Oh, yep. My God, that thing was popular. Now, hardly anybody throws it, and I'm thinking you could probably go back out here and catch them again.
That's exactly what, that was the thought that went through my head, was I bet we could circle back through and see that again, because all the bass that saw that before haven't seen it. And, you know, it's interesting how that works. And I don't have anything other than anecdotal data as well. But I've told you before, and I've told the listeners many times, that I live on a very small impoundment, a little 7-acre lake, and I fish mostly out of a 2-man bass boat. I've got a bass boat, but it sits in the garage most of the time, to be honest. It gets out, you know, a few times a month, whereas my little 2-man, it's out every day. So
yeah.
I'm on that water all the time. I'm always fishing. And one of the things that I think I've learned over the years is that if I throw the same bait in that small impoundment enough, it shuts off. And I have to keep that sort of fresh. And I've noticed that, you know, for a while for me, it was a shaky head and a purple worm. And I you know, the black grape color that I love so much. And I would catch, you know, and I got that from my buddy Brian Wright. Don't tell him I told his secret on air again for about the 900th time.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I caught so many bass on that eventually it sort of shut off a little bit. Now I still catch some bass on it, but it shut down a little bit. And I'm noticing the same thing with the Ned rig as well, on the same little impoundment. And so I have to vary things up a little bit and try new things. And the other nice thing about that is that it keeps me experimenting.
Yeah.
And I think as a fisherman, you know, more so than hunting, I think experimenting in fishing is just an essential.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And even changing colors, even changing colors on the Ned rig.
Yeah.
I've had many times when I'll go through and use a PB&J and I'll just smack them pretty good. And then all of a sudden they'll stop hitting it. I'll go to a green pumpkin and start catching them again. So that's one of the ways that you can, you know, if they get lure shy or something, that's one of the things you can do is switch colors or switch types.
Yeah.
Like the Hog Z and some of those different things. But, you know, I really feel sometimes you have, like you just said, you have to experiment with different things. And it doesn't only have to be a Z-Man bait.
Right.
I mean, we although get a kick out of that.
Although I do have to admit this, on the Z-Man baits, they've come out with that new Craw. It's the Craw Z. And so I'm not normally a tackle junkie. You know that about me. I'm not normally a tackle junkie, but I ordered some of those. I think Tackle Warehouse was the only place I saw that had them online. So I ordered some online. They're not here yet, but I'm kind of stalking the mailman, thinking that, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where I'm kind of excited about that. And I haven't been excited about a new new bait coming to the door in a while.
I totally agree with you. I'm looking forward to throwing that bait too, because it really looks like a crawdad. Although today I was throwing one of my favorite crawdad type baits. It's an HD.
Yeah.
And beautiful looking crawdad imitation. And I've caught some really nice bass out here on that thing, but not hitting it today.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, too. So we talk about the whopper plopper, and I've talked on air quite a bit about the fact that sometimes it bugs me the cost of lures and things like that. One thing I do appreciate about the Ned rig and just all of those, the Nico rig, the Ned rig, you know, Wacky rig and a Senko, those sorts of things, they catch a lot of bass, and they're also not terribly expensive.
They're affordable as well.
Yeah,
and, you know, that's so cool because Ned... I know you had Ned on your show.
Yeah, just last month. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Ned is a great guy. He's a good friend of mine. I'm not trying to be a name dropper, but it's funny. I'll email or we'll talk or something. And I'll say, you know, I'll say to somebody, yeah, I know Ned. He's a real good friend of mine. And they'll look at me like, yeah, right. You're a name dropper. No, I've known Ned so long before anybody knew what the Ned rig was.
Yeah.
We fished together out here and we've just had a great time. But Ned is a perfect example of somebody who believes in keeping things affordable.
Right.
I mean, you should see his rods and reels. I mean, they qualify as antiques already. I mean, but they work great. I mean,
I love that. That's something I've been preaching on air for a long time, that fishing doesn't have to be terribly expensive, especially with kids. You know, I'm not going to tie on a $16 whopper plopper and have a kid who's new to the sport throwing that and lose it in a tree and lose it and have them feel bad and me worry about that.
You talk about that, about a hot new lure and a kid taking it and putting it up in a tree. I did that when I was a kid. My dad had just bought a new Rapala, and they were pretty new at the time. He told me, you can throw anything in my box except for that. Well, I went out on my own fishing, and of course, I used his Rapala. I threw it up in a tree, and I came back with a fish story. I told him that a big northern had taken it, and he loved that.
Nice.
I would have told him and threw it in a tree, he would have paddled my butt, you know?
Hey, we are up against a break. Thank you so much for a great day on the water. Would you give out your website one more time?
Yeah, it's Brent, B-R-E-N-T, Frazee.com.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, we are going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Outdoor Guys Radio.
Come on, let's ride.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know, we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats as the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with some of our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. Be sure and check out our new lineup of G3 Boats at your local dealer or visit us at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And welcome back to Outdoor Guys Radio, radio for the sportsman's lifestyle. Folks, it's August, and August is now National Shooting Sports Month. And joining me now from the National Shooting Sports Foundation is their Senior Director of Communication, Mr. Bill Brassard. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on Outdoor Guys Radio.
Hey, Ken, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
You bet. Love the organization. I thought maybe we could start there. Could you maybe just tell folks just a little bit about kind of the role and mission of the National Shooting Sports Foundation?
Sure, happy to. So the National Shooting Sports Foundation, also known as NSSF, is the trade association for the firearms industry. So our members are companies for the most part, about 11,000 of them, and they range from manufacturers to the wholesalers to firearms retailers to shooting range operators and members of the outdoor media and hunting and conservation organizations. And our mission is to promote, protect, and preserve the hunting and the shooting sports, and we do that by promoting participation in hunting and shooting, and we also are heavily involved in promoting gun safety with programs like our Project Child Safe program. And in addition to that, we have a government relations team that monitors legislation, especially as it relates to the firearms industry. So we're a group of about 55 or people or so based in Connecticut, and we're very active, let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, Bill, that I find interesting, and I love this idea of having August as National Shooting Sports Month, I found this, you know, I've been doing this show now for almost, 8 years-ish, and so I've gotten the chance to introduce a lot of people to the outdoors, and it seems like it's really easy to get someone to try fishing for the first time. But the shooting sports can be just a little bit more intimidating, and so I really like the new initiative that you've got going on. It's called Let's Go Shooting, right? You get the hashtag out there, and you've also got a new website, letsgoshooting.org. And one of the things I was really impressed with is how it can take a lot of the things that maybe seem a little intimidating, like your first time at the range, and you offer a lot of videos and things like that so that someone doesn't have to be that intimidated going out and trying something brand new.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of resources at letsgoshooting.org. You know, it used to be that older family members would teach younger ones the basics of shooting and gun safety, but it doesn't happen that way these days. So
right.
A website like letsgoshooting.org can really help provide that basic knowledge. And there's a lot of great videos on there. I always tell new shooters, but also experienced shooters, to watch one particular video. It's called Range Safety and Etiquette, and it's really a great overview of the rules of almost any shooting range and just what to expect when you go to the range, because that can be a little intimidating for a newcomer. And, you know, it's how to behave on the firing line, how to store your firearms properly, how to, you know, understanding ceasefire and a hot and cold range. So it's really a great overview video, and I highly encourage that. And then once you sort of find the sport that you're interested in, whether it's handgun shooting or clay target sports, there's some terrific instructional videos on there with the likes of world champion Doug Koenig and shotgun instructor Gil Ash and many others. So it's just an outstanding resource. And it's brand new, has only been up and running for several weeks, and there's new stuff being added to it all the time. So it's letsgoshooting.org.
Folks, we're talking with Bill Brassard. He's Senior Director of Communications for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And, you know, Bill, one of the other things that I really liked, and this is something, you know, I've kind of wished I would have in every area that I try something new. There's some areas on there where you sort of explain some things. There's one in particular on the shotgun, for example, where you walk through and talk about the different gauges, what they might be used for, kind of identify the different lengths of shells and what those might be used for. And a lot of the, I guess, vernacular, for lack of a better term, you know, when you're starting something new, so often when you listen to others talk about it, it's confusing, and guns can definitely be that way. And I think it's part of that mystique that people, you know, one of the things that I've found over the years is people either really love guns, grew up around them, and it's something, or they're very intimidated by them. And I think part of that intimidation is not really understanding. And so if they understand the vernacular, if they understand what the people are talking about, it makes it easier. And I like that. Can you kind of talk about some of the things that are available that, you know, maybe explain things that folks who aren't familiar with it, didn't grow up around it, might not know?
Yeah, so there's a whole host of resources there that do exactly, you know, what you mentioned. You know, people can talk, for example, if you want to be involved in competition, one of the really hot sports these days is three-gun competition. Well,
right.
That's not always readily apparent, you know, on its surface. And what do you do with a – certainly it involves a rifle, shotgun, and handgun, but what do people do with that? And there's cowboy action shooting, and there's rimfire shooting. So the website goes over all of that, and you know, importantly, it also allows you, if you don't know where to go, it allows you to find a range in your area or a firearms retailer in your area, which are two great sources of local knowledge and can really help you get started in sort of a supervised setting. And then it's also, you know, has a really cool thing. You can fill out a card and you can send an invitation to somebody. So if you're an experienced shooter, you know, there's research that shows there's like 24 million Americans that want to learn about target shooting, and they're just waiting for an invitation. So
yeah.
You can send that invitation through the website and really change somebody's life for the better by introducing them to a lifetime activity like target shooting.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we talk about here a lot on the show is introducing someone new to the great outdoors, and hunting and fishing is really most of what we talk about on Outdoor Guys Radio, but that shooting side of things is so important and so vital. And I've always found that if I'm going to take somebody out hunting for the first time I want to take them and introduce them to a firearm, it needs to be on a range. One, you've got the control of the range master. You've got everything kind of in a very safe environment. And two, people feel a lot more comfortable going out a field first time if they've actually handled the firearm, they know exactly what they're doing, and everyone can feel safer about hunting with them as well.
Yeah, no question. It's you know, it's a big safety thing. If you understand your firearm and how it operates, and just get more comfortable with loading and unloading it, and learning how it should be stored with the action open, unloaded, and in lock storage when you're transporting it at home or to the hunt or to the range. You know, so it's a very rewarding experience to get someone involved in target shooting. We know that, right? I mean, you know, people are apprehensive at first, but they always come away smiling. But if you can just get them that little bit of experience at the range, you know, before they go hunting, it makes a world of difference. They just feel more confident and comfortable.
Yeah, and the people hunting with them do as well, right? I mean, you want to hunt with people who are safe, and so it benefits everyone for that opportunity to happen. And plus, you know, people oftentimes, like for myself, I didn't get involved in more of competitive shooting, and I'm not a competitive shooter. I don't claim to be. But I've gotten involved in a lot of sporting clays events and trap events and skeet events and things like that. Shotguns are my passion, and so that's what I kind of lean towards. But really, it's opened up an entire other world to me in that several years ago, we started joining leagues and started shooting in a lot of the different competitions and things. And it really has opened up my entire year to something I really used to just enjoy in November and December. And so it's an opportunity to have a great hobby as well.
No question. I'm glad you brought up shotgun shooting because it's my passion as well. And as I get older, I really enjoy sporting clays, for example.
Not
me too. Only is it a tune-up for me, you know, for pheasant hunting season, which I like a lot, and other types of bird hunting, but it's social, right? So you get to talk between stations with people. You get to take a little time at each station and go over what somebody, you know, a bad mount or something that they may have done, and you can help them improve. And it's just, you know, it's called golf with a shotgun, right?
And absolutely. That phrase.
And that's because it is somewhat social, you know, while you're on the course. And that's great. That also can help put someone at ease, too, just talking about your shots and just talking about your surroundings as well.
Yeah, the other thing about sporting clays, for me at least, it's a very humbling experience as well often. That's of all the disciplines, it's the one I enjoy the most, and it's also the one that I'll have my struggles at the most. And I think most shooters feel that same way.
I know I do. I mean, there's so many different target presentations, and, you know, we have the good fortune here at NSSF to participate on occasion in fundraiser shoots, and it's nice to see when ranges sort of dial down the difficulty of targets.
Right.
So to accommodate the range of shooters, you know, who may be going to these fundraising events. But that's what National Shooting Sports Month is all about, really, is, you know, you can go shooting any time of the year, of course, but National Shooting Sports Month in August focuses the attention on the fun and the safety of target shooting, and it reminds us to introduce a newcomer. So it's sort of like, you know, put it on the calendar for August and invite, you know, that friend or family member, or get your neighbor who may have become inactive. Maybe he was a shooter or a hunter at one time, but, you know, get that person out there again. It's just sort of like focusing that attention on hunting and shooting.
Absolutely, and we need those things. We need that retention of old hunters, as you said, are reactivating and also gaining some new ones. And I thought I'd transition there and talk a little bit about new hunters, new shooters in general. One of the things that's been fascinating to me to read over the last several years is about the growth in different areas. And I think it's still pretty true that one of the fastest growing areas in the shooting sports is women in the outdoors. And so I thought maybe if you'd want to talk just a little bit about your First Shots program for maybe people who are not a traditional shooter or haven't done it their entire lives, but, you know, kind of the growth in some of those areas.
Yeah, well, happy to. We know that so many people want to learn about shooting. They want to take their first shot. So NSSF has a program called First Shots, and it operates around the country at ranges where the range puts on the event and invites community members to you know, take part in a little classroom time to get them to understand about safety, to understand about their state laws involving ownership of firearms, and then they get their range time. They take their first shots, and I think it's about 50% of those who attend first shot events are repeat customers at the range, and many of them go on to purchase their first firearm, and then go on from there. They take part in leagues and competition, or if they purchase a firearm for personal or home defense, they keep up their skills at the range. So First Shots is a great first step towards gun ownership and recreational shooting.
I love that, because one of the things it does is it takes away that initial, you know, if you don't know if you're going to enjoy something or not, it can be an expensive sport to get into. And nobody, you know, it gives somebody the opportunity to try it before you go out and invest a great deal of money. I love that idea. And it's something that just sounds like something we've needed for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's great. And then, you know, now there's so many groups popping up around the country. The one that comes to mind is that really focuses on recreational shooting, but also training, is the Well-Armed Woman. They have,
right,
like more than 300 chapters around the country. I don't know, thousands and thousands of members, and they're so supportive. I mean, that is a great way. If you have a Well-Armed Woman club in your area, you will be introduced to shooting in a very supportive environment and social environment. So that's just one example of the number of clubs of that sort that are popping up around the country.
Hey, Bill, we're down to just about 30 seconds left in this segment, but I do want to thank you, and I also want to ask, could you give out the website again and maybe let folks know how they can get more information?
Yes. Well, I would encourage everyone to check out letsgoshooting.org and all of the resources that can be found there. And I would encourage everyone also during National Shooting Sports Month in August to spend a day at the range with some family members or friends. Just get out there and enjoy shooting.
And folks, if you happen to be driving or out in your car while you're listening to this and you missed any of that, don't worry. If you go to OutdoorGuysRadio.com, click on the picture of Bill on our homepage, it'll take you right to that website. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for all you're doing to help support the great outdoors and the shooting sports. And thanks so much for taking time to be on Outdoor Guys Radio.
Thanks, Ken, for having me on and helping to promote National Shooting Sports Month.
You bet. Hey, folks, we are going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
And welcome back to Outdoor Guys Radio, radio for the sportsman's lifestyle. I want to remind you our guests each week are brought to you in part by our friends at the Bushnell Factory Outlet. They offer huge savings on all the Bushnell family of products. And you can stop by and let those expert sales associates help you with any of your purchases. And don't worry, if you don't live anywhere near the Bushnell Factory Outlet, you don't have to worry. They can always ship your way, get those great deals out to you very quickly and inexpensively. Folks, at the end of the show each week, always like to give you something kind of fun in the outdoors, and I'm always fascinated by taxidermy, right? I love it, and I've got a lot of it in my own home, but the fact that somebody can take something and make it look that lifelike and real is so fascinating to me. Outdoor Hub this week had a video that I think you want to watch. It was basically showing how a taxidermist could use some ceiling fibers and static electricity to recreate velvet on a buck's rack. One of the coolest things I've seen. Just interesting to me. So that's what we like to leave you with here each week. Something kind of cool like that in the great outdoors. Anyway, great show this week. Really enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Big thank you to my buddy Brent Frazee for having me out in the boat and then for also taking the time to record with us this week. I also, of course, want to say a big thank you to Bill Brassard from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Once again, let's go shoot and get somebody out this month. This is a great time to introduce someone, especially if you're thinking about introducing someone to hunting later on. This is a great opportunity to get them out shooting first so you can make sure they're doing everything in a safe way. Hey, also want to say thank you, of course, to my sponsors, G3 Boats, powered by Yamaha Motors, Bushnell Factory Outlet, Lake of the Ozarks, Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, Conservation Federation of Missouri, and as I said at the beginning, we got a brand new sponsor started this week, OnX Hunt app. Check that out. I'm sure you're going to really like that as well. Oh, and by the way, you definitely won't want to miss next week's show either. Pat and Nicole Reeves from Driven, they're going to be on with me. So Driven with Pat and Nicole from Outdoor Channel, they're going to be on with me next week. I know you're going to want to be around for that. We're also going to be talking a lot of catfishing next week. So great show lined up for you there as well. Hey, finally, folks, I want to say a big thank you to you, our listener. I really do appreciate that you take time out of your schedule each week to listen to us here on Outdoor Guys Radio. And it's perfect time of year. I encourage you, get out, enjoy some of God's great creation. We'll talk with you next time here on Outdoor Guys Radio, radio for the sportsman's lifestyle.